It's 5:14 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson, live in downtown Galesburg, where the Taste of Galesburg is going on until 10:30 tonight. You can find out more, by the way, on our community events page at WGIL.com. But one of the big beneficiaries, I should say, from all of this goodwill and this publicity and all this food is the Galesburg Area Hospitality Association. Did you even know that there was such a thing in town? There is, and we're going to talk about it with the current president, who's also the owner of the landmark, Phil Dickinson, who is here. Thanks for coming down.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
First of all, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you to describe to me what's, tell everybody what's in front of me right here that they might be able to get from your booth.
Well, we brought you, as we do when we come on, we brought you a few goodies. So we have our smoked chicken slider with smoked gouda, pickled red onions, and a white barbecue sauce.
Oh, that looks very
next
good.
Next to that is our braised short rib taco. That's something we've done, I think, for 4 or 5 years at the Taste. It's 24-hour braised short rib with a ginger chili slaw, shaved radishes, and some sesame seeds. Of course, a turtle crepe.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe they didn't send the spinach bisque because, you know, it's not like the Landmark is ever known for that.
Yeah, no, I've not ever heard of you serving that before.
And then we've
no.
got some Vietnamese iced coffee for when you need the punch to kind of get your enthusiasm back.
I usually do between 5 and 6 p.m.
Yeah. And a chilled fruit gazpacho, which is nothing but fresh fruit juices and fresh fruit all mixed into a chilled soup.
I was going to say, is that kind of like a smoothie except in kind of a different form?
It's not a smoothie. It's a smoothie without the smooth.
Okay. I thought it looked kind of like it might be. I thought at
first you there's no dairy. That's 100% vegan.
Wonderful.
It's just a really good thing on a hot night.
I thought at first you were bringing me a Bloody Mary, then you really would be a man after my own heart. But,
yeah.
But
well,
I suppose I had to try to stay sober for the next 45 minutes.
I was a little concerned about where we'd be going with this interview.
Yeah, well, I'll try to keep it easy then in that case. Tell me about the Galesburg Area Hospitality Association. And if I'm not mistaken, this wasn't always the name of
no,
the organization.
No, you're absolutely correct. It started its life 20-some-plus years ago. It was called the Galesburg Lodging and Restaurant Association. That came into being when there was going to be a Knox County Health Department.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for an upgrade of our focus, and we decided to do an upgrade of our name as well. So we are now Galesburg Area Hospitality Association.
In terms of focus, talk about what the organization, even though the previous name, I think, probably said it all to a point,
well,
but what was the focus?
Well, the concept was that we work together for issues that concern us. Galesburg Area Hospitality Association has very much the same mission, but we're expanding our vision to include things that matter to hotels, motels, bed and breakfasts, anybody who's dealing in the hospitality industry here. We're going to try to work with the high school and the college to create a program to provide staffing for the restaurants and the hotels and motels that already has some of the training that we would require. And it's a great vocational tie-in, something we can help our local education system. They can in turn provide people that we can employ more easily and more quickly.
And that shift in focus to more sort of job training, which has been kind of by design for District 205, I think of that more in some of the more labor-intensive vocational types of jobs, but your jobs are just as important.
Well, all vocational training is incredibly helpful, and we've seen a swing from, my God, you've got to go to college, to, my God, you've got to find something that you're passionate about and that you love to do.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to be able to provide a steady stream of people into a program and assist the educational services in our area by providing internships as well as some startup money and scholarships that come from the money that this event generates.
Is it more about just kind of helping fill open positions, or is it more sort of, how do I put it, maybe training the next generation of people that can run your various establishments, or both?
Well, quite honestly, the simple answer is yes. It's both. We want to fill the needs that we have, and all the restaurants in our Knox County area are working very hard to attract qualified people. All the hotels are needing qualified hospitality employees. What we're hoping to do is assist with that, but also Galesburg has a very strong culinary background, mm-hmm. and we would like to be able to continue to grow that reputation. I mean, for a town our size, we have a tremendous number of restaurants.
Yeah, you know, and I hear people say a lot about that all the time, that, you know, there's such a unique offering of foods here. But then I also hear other people say that, oh, there are too many places to eat in Galesburg. How do you kind of talk to those people that maybe think that maybe treat that as a downer, I guess, more than the positive than it should be?
I think our area has exactly the number of restaurants it will bear.
Okay.
I think that's why you see some open, some close, some retire. It's just literally a matter of we'll get what we can bear. Mm-hmm. There have been a tremendous number of restaurant openings, but I, for one, am thrilled with it. I'd love to see more factory jobs. To those people who are harumph, we just need factory jobs. Of course we do. But we're going to get what people will open. Mm-hmm. When there's somebody who's ready to open a factory, it will open. If somebody's ready to open a restaurant, more power to them, and we welcome them to the community.
Back to the issue of job training and preparing youth for jobs in this industry, where are the biggest needs right now in hospitality? Is it management? Is it food prep? Is it everything?
I think to a degree, it's everything. Mm-hmm. I think the kitchen tends to be one of the hardest jobs to sustain. It's a hard job at times, long hours, and it can be stressful.
Yeah.
But the training allows you to understand how to do it well, and a well-trained cook is a valuable asset to any restaurant. Being management, having a chance to do what I did, which is I started off as a busboy in a restaurant, mm-hmm. and over the years worked up to the point where I actually bought a restaurant I was managing from the gentleman who owned it.
How much of it is business acumen these days?
A lot of it. Yeah. A lot of it. But it's also something that it's one of the industries that is rare in the fact that you can have no background. Your strength is your work ethic, your ability to learn and work with others, and your ability to, you know, put together a business plan that somebody who has the finances will believe in. So a lot more of it is it's not a degree.
Yeah.
It can help. A degree doesn't hurt. But it's also one of the rare industries where you can build what you want on your own grit.
What sorts of other concerns does your association have these days? Is most of it focused on training the workforce and those sorts of things?
No, it's across the spectrum,
yeah.
as every business is. It's our governments, both local, federal. Are we struggling with taxes? Are we struggling with regulations? Is there a safety protocol that needs to be enacted? We're dealing with health departments. And so it's across the spectrum. We have concerns in all areas, but ultimately our number one concern is when that customer walks in the door, it's how can I help you?
Yeah, exactly. I completely random question here, but in a place I used to work down in Springfield, we had a partnership with a TV station, and the TV station has unfortunately developed a habit of reporting lately a lot of times when the health department has had to shut down a restaurant. I don't see a lot of that here, and I think that must be a good thing.
Well, that was one of the focuses when the health department came in. We
yeah.
have been blessed to have, with our restaurants, as a rule, a very cooperative relationship with our health department in the fact that they have their rules to enforce and we don't get to violate them, whether
yeah.
we're a nice person or not. But they are heavier on education. They're heavier on training. They work with us. They hold seminars to train. They are in a partnership with us rather than in an adversarial relationship with us.
Sure.
And that is incredibly helpful. It's also one of those, if your employees are trained well and you are willing to spend a little bit of money to maintain your practices and your business, then you're going to be successful for a long time. And we've been lucky in this area. As a general rule, we're always going to have people. Some people are always going to struggle here and there. But by and large, it's can we help them get better rather than you tripped, you fell, we have to land on you now so you stay down. And
For a, I'm running out of time, but you know, who cares? We're live. No big deal. For a community where I hear a lot of people say, oh, there's nothing to do in Galesburg, if there's no reason to visit here or whatever, I do sure do see a lot of people or a lot of cars in the parking lots of the Holiday Inn, the new Holiday Inn, and other hotels around town. So, gosh, there must be something to see here, right?
Well, a lot of times when I hear that, I just transition what I'm hearing to, it's not the way it used to be, and it's not, nor will it be again.
Nor should
However,
it be.
Galesburg has a lot of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Of course we do. We also have a tremendous amount of positive going on.
Yeah.
It's, at a point, it's a personal choice. Do you choose to focus on the negative or the positive? I think we get a lot farther with the honey than we do the sting of the bee sting or some vinegar. So we just like to look forward.
Last question for you, Phil. What's the staying power of the landmark? How have you've been able to be so successful all these years, do you think?
Well,
it can't just be the spinach bisque, right?
Well, it's a lot of things, and the basis of your question is flawed. You said, how do you keep it so popular? I don't. I am blessed with an amazing staff.
I meant you in the broad sense,
okay,
I swear. Okay,
then I will take that. But we're lucky enough to have an incredible staff. They're dumb enough to put up with me, and they work hard every day. To be very honest, I always feel embarrassed by the praise when it comes to me because I'm literally 1% of the restaurant now.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing is as we begin to prepare for a transition, you know, at some point I'm going to sell the restaurant to my chef. He's going to buy it. He's going to carry the mantle on it and make it his restaurant. It's a wonderful opportunity. It's a great testament to the employees that we do stay busy. We pay attention to each guest walking in the door, and that's our next focus.
Phil Dickinson, owner of the Landmark Cafe and Creperie here in downtown Galesburg, and president of the Galesburg Area Hospitality Association. Thanks so much for coming by. I know you're super busy tonight, but that's a good thing.
That's a good problem to have on a night like tonight. Great weather, and we hope to see everybody come on out, listen to some music, maybe have an adult beverage or not, and come try some of the 24 amazing restaurants here.
I got to take a break so I can try a few things here now. Phil, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.